every week we always present a bit of a segment just quite randomly on things that tickle our fancy about how things are made or I suppose how things are put together. And one thing that we both love, I have to say to you, and I think millions of people love worldwide, is honey.
It's yummy.
It is yummy. And I've got three hives at my place.
Only three? I thought you had many more.
No, it's at the other place.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so we thought we might try and find out a little bit more about how honey is made. One man, I have to say to you, that I don't think he's got blood going through his system. I think he's actually got honey going through his system. And that is Bruce White, a gentleman I've known for quite some time. He's the executive of the Beekeepers Association of New South Wales, but he's also the chief judge for the honey competition at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. Happy to say that he joins us on the line. How are you, Bruce?
Fine, thanks, Murray.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bruce. There's something about bees and honey. I mean, the medicinal properties of honey go back millennia, don't they?
They certainly do. You know, going back to pharaohs, they used to embalm bodies in honey. You know, they ate honey a lot. It's mentioned in the Bible. It's great for wounds. So honey for many, you know, decades and years back in history, you know, has been used as a medical natural food.
What's the properties of honey that allow it to be good for wounds, I wonder?
It's got a lot of strong antibiotic properties, because it's got strong natural antibiotic properties, you know, it's super duper for, you know, placing on wounds, you know, keeps the wound moist, it's got peroxide in it that tends to, you know, kill, you know, any bacteria. So, you know, Medi honey, you know, has been used throughout the world, particularly for wound treatment.
Bruce, the way that we all know about how we farm honey or, you know, from bees in hives, how long has that been around, that process?
Oh, way back in biblical times.
Okay.
You know, you see things and drawings on walls and things, you know, in ancient Egypt, you know, where people, you know, farmed honeybees to get honey. So it goes back way back, you know, before biblical times even.
Now, bees in a hive, how many, I mean, is there a way that we can try and break this down so that we can all get a grasp of it? I mean, are you able to determine for us how many bees does it take to make the average jar of honey that, you know, that we purchase in the supermarket?
Well, that's a bit hard to do. Yeah, it depends how far they've got to go for their food. You know, that makes a big difference. If the nectar is close to the hive, they don't have to fly as far.
Yeah.
Depends on the strength of the hive and all that sort of thing. So a beehive is just like a giant factory, Murray, and it can contain up to 100,000 workers in its peak,
wow,
which is this time of the year. You know, in winter, the numbers decline. There's only one queen bee, and all the workers are females, and there can be 100,000 females in a hive, and the males are the drone bees. So depending on how close the food is to the colony, you know, it'll depend on how long it takes them to collect honey and how many bees it takes to get a, you know, kilo of honey.
So I'm just getting my head around this. So there's 100,000 workers, all females. Like, my wife's not listening, so I told you so.
I like it. I like it.
With one queen, and that process. Okay, so the bees go out and they visit appropriate plants in the neighbourhood, collect the nectar. What happens then? What's the next stage of the process?
So honeybees have got two stomachs, one for food, one for carrying nectar and water. So nectar is a sugary substance that's produced from the nectaries of flowers. So the bees visit those flowers and they produce nectar to attract pollinating insects, and honeybees are by far the best pollinating insects in the world. So by attracting pollinating insects, the benefit to the colony is energy. So honey is the energy that the bees need, or the nectar. So they collect the nectar, they take it back to their colony, and then they pass it from sister to sister in the hive. By passing it from sister to sister, the moisture is evaporated off that nectar, which is 70% moisture normally, 34 degrees Celsius in a beehive, so a beehive is air-conditioned. By passing it from sister to sister, placing in open cells, and adding an enzyme called invertase, which converts the sucrose in the nectar to mainly levulose and dextrose, with about 1% or 2% sucrose remaining in the final product. So when the bees get it down to below 21%, it won't ferment. They've got an inbuilt refractometer in their body to tell them, you know, when it gets below 21%. So Australian honey is some of the densest in the world. So once it's under 18% under food standards, it's honey. But Australian honey is quite often 18, 17, 15% moisture, which makes it thicker. So if you go to a supermarket, tip the jar upside down, if the bubble rises slowly, the honey's thicker than if it rises quicker.
Jeez, you do know a lot about honey.
Yeah. Once the bees get the nectar down to 21%, they put a wax cap over it.
And what do they think they're doing? They don't know that we're going to come along and grab the honey, do they?
No, I don't think they do.
So what do they think they're doing?
Well, they need energy and carbohydrates, and that's the form of honey. They need protein, which is in the form of pollen, which also comes from plants, but comes from a different part of the plant, comes from the anther. So bees need honey to fuel themselves, to keep themselves warm. Remember I said it's got to be 34 in a hive?
Yeah.
So they use the honey and the nectar to generate heat. So they eat it, and it makes them hotter, and then they can fan to circulate the hot air throughout the colony. If it gets too hot, they collect water to cool the colony down. So a beehive's an air conditioner, so they need that, and for food, right? So, you know, everyone needs energy, so bees eat the honey for food as well. So heat and food is the main reason bees collect honey. They don't know when to stop. Like, one colony can collect 30, 40 kilos in your backyard. Like Murray in his property where he's got the three hives could probably get, 30, 40 kilos from each hive per year.
Yep.
Commercial people move. So to be a beekeeper, you've got to be a botanist commercially. So commercial beekeepers move, and they get 100 kilos a year by moving hives to where there's a food source. Bees only live 6 to 8 weeks too, which is interesting, isn't it? Winter they might live longer. So they've got a very short lifetime because they work day and night. They work through the day in the field. They come home at night, and that's when they've got to ripen the nectar to make it into honey. You've got a hive in your backyard. You go down at night. They've collected nectar through the day. You'll hear the noise of them fanning to circulate the air through to evaporate the moisture off the nectar to make it into honey.
Bruce, my head is spinning. Will you please come back and spend a bit more time with us in the next couple of weeks? I want to find out about the architecture of the hive
and the
whole business about the leadership of the hive.
Yeah.
You just blow my doors up. I didn't know there was so much to know about bees.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah. It really is.
Will you come back?
Yeah, come back, yeah. So bees, worked for the need of the colony. So if a colony's got heaps of honey, they might go and collect nectar or water or pollen or something like that. So different bees do different jobs for the benefit of the whole colony.
Righto. Listen, let's pick this conversation up again in a couple of weeks, and we'll make a bit more time available to you, and I'm sure people might want to ring in and ask you some questions
I've got 1,000 questions.
Yeah, I know. You happy to do that?
Yeah, happy to do that.
Mate, that'd be great.
Champ. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. We might put you back on hold and we'll get Julian to lock something away now. So can I tell you, mate, he knows more about honey than bees. If he had wings, he'd fly.
He must have two tummies.
Fair income. He is unbelievable. Bruce White, so executive of the Beekeepers Association of New South Wales. So there you go. Part one of the honey story.